The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Today, the 22nd of October, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning.
Counting the days?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. What are you doing on Halloween?
Probably hanging with family.
Well, all of you going out trick-or-treating?
Perhaps.
I don't. You know what?
Do you have a little bag that you have? Do you have like a little Halloween?
Little pumpkin, plastic pumpkin.
Oh, a little plastic pumpkin. Do you go out with that?
I'm going to go out as Carl Bott this year.
Are you? Well, make sure you have
I'm curious what that's going to look like.
Well, make sure you have a shot glass in your hand. That's when I go around. I go from to house in our neighborhood with a shot glass going, twick-a-tweet.
What was the name of that famous politician? Was it Anwar? Anwar Sadat, who used to wear the patch, or not wear, but had to wear the patch.
It was
that?
Israeli general.
No.
Yes, it was.
Okay, but what was it? We'll have to look
Anwar
it up.
Sadat was an Egyptian leader, so he wasn't the Jewish.
Who was the guy that wore the patch?
Moshe Dayan.
Oh, there. It had a name like that. What a great name. Just a wonderful name.
It was Moshe Dayan.
That's what I think that you should go. Now, we have of all the years. On Halloween, we have two parties. We're going to party hop. And our girlfriend, who is the costumer, Chameleon Costume, is out of town. So we've had to, raid our closets and try to figure out, what we're going to do. But anyway, just kind of a fun thing. But we are going to go see Rocky Horror Picture Show on Thursday night. Now, I believe there may be just sparse tickets available. You know, it's always sold out. But there may be like two here on this night and two there on that night. But it plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this weekend. And then, of course, next weekend in the closing nights.
If you haven't seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the
Axiom,
it's an adult show. And it's
a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And
it's fun.
Tanya and Chase Stedman are, very, very involved with the growth of Axiom. There's all kinds of wonderful surprises that are happening with the bar. But that particular show is just really a showstopper.
You can buy a bag of stuff when you're there, so you can participate. And I mean participate with stuff from the bag. That when they say, of course, their famous lines from Rocky Horror that many people know by heart, not me, but many people know by heart, and you can participate in the play from your seat. So if you haven't done it, you need to do it once. It's one of those things. It's like see Roman die.
Well,
you don't have to die after seeing
if you're
Rocky
just
Horror.
Waking up and you're looking outside. Or you're trying to figure out, what the day, what calls for the day. 75 today. It was a beautiful warm day yesterday, but, we're going to have clear skies around 51. And so I'll be heading out knowing that it's going to be 75 and warm, and tomorrow 78, believe it or not. And as we progress through the week, we're in those temperatures, 79 and 80s. Throughout the week.
Well, so, that changed from yesterday.
Rain was yesterday.
Well, no, does it show any chances of rain the rest of the week?
No.
Because yesterday it did, and
surprised
it showed
me.
The temperatures being lower than
it, surprised
than it
me.
Is now. Yeah.
Because I was, I went out, what? Yeah, so I think it was about 9:30 in the morning. I looked out from the appointment I was in, and anyway, the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, that's Shasta Gas Propane, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. It is a veteran-owned company, the Kinney family. Three generations and then some. Again, that's Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, for all your propane and gas needs. All right, so that's the weather. And what else is going on, Carl?
Well, I addressed the symphony a little bit yesterday, but I was going to leave it to you today to talk about our experiences on Saturday when we went to see Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto
and
Beethoven's Fifth at the North State Symphony at the Cascade Theater.
And another new composer that actually debuted his, right before COVID, he debuted his first orchestral piece. And I can't think of his name. I don't have the program in front of me, but it was a beautiful work. And Scott Seton is so infectious. Now, if you recall, about 10 years, this was his 10th anniversary, and it's the same program, well, except for the new composer that is a living composer that he did when he debuted as the choice of the North State Symphony conductor, or maestro, if you will. And so he came on our show, and you and I looked at each other and said, you know what, can we move some things around? We're going to come. So we were there, and the place was full, which was so nice for me to see, for both of us to see. We looked around and thought, wow, this is great. You know, so the symphony is something that holds people's attention, which is wonderful. And then they had two guest artists that were winners in some youth contests. One was a piano, a beautiful piano player who then, of course, played the first movement in Tchaikovsky. And then we had an oboist I'll have to look it up again. I don't have the program. I wasn't prepared for this morning. But my point and our feeling behind that is that if you've not been to the North State Symphony, 65 musicians in this particular ensemble. Now sometimes it goes up into 70, but it was absolutely a wonderful experience. And Scott Seton will do an hour before the performance, where if it starts at 7:30, at 6:30 he's explaining the works to you. He gives you a little history on the composers and maybe what they were going through at that time in their life. And so you're getting an educational aspect as well before you go and listen to this great embodiment of this this movement. And so I can only encourage you once again when you start thinking about, you know, stuff is stuff, you know, when you buy a piece of something for somebody, which is important. But if you're stuck, I would highly encourage you to buy tickets, for yourself, for your loved one. How romantic, what a great gesture to buy, season tickets. And it's really not that expensive. Here at the Cascade to see the North State Symphony, and I don't think it's like every week, like when you go to the Broadway series, or you go to the, you know, in Sacramento, that's an every week thing, or it's, every showing. So let's say, they have a run for a month. So it's a little bit different, but it's wonderful to be able to have those seats, pick a seat that you love and know that you're going to be experiencing this wonderful thing.
You can
thing.
Do that.
You're in and out.
You can do that at the Cascade, too.
That's what I meant. You're in and out at the Cascade and to see the North State Symphony. So, yeah, and Scott Seton is just a gem. We're so very blessed to have him, as well as just fantastic musicians that come from Southern Oregon, Chico, all the way. Some of them come up from Sacramento. They're based all over the North State.
From San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Yeah, up there. But it's a great event. And we saw the percussionist. Or what do you call them? Timpani. The timpanator. When we were at the, the Vineyard? The place?
Yes.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you haven't been there, locally owned, locally operated, try the shrimp, the wonton shrimp. I did that as an appetizer before we went across the street. And it is absolutely excellent. It's really a nice place in there. It's quiet. They've got a superb selection of cocktails and wines, and it's very reasonably priced. What can I say? Something you don't see a lot of today, and Danny and his family are running the place. So, okay, let's take a quick break. Let's talk about some of the things happening.
Well, today we're going to be heading over with the staff for the State of the Tribe luncheon. This is a really big deal that they put on at Wind River, and it's a luncheon that they hold where, you know, the drums are going on. It's very they're tribal in the fact, and they are going to tell you all of the things the Redding Rancheria has done, as well as where they're going, with a beautiful brochure they present and it's wonderfully, it's like one
lays
of the most,
everything out. Lays, yes. Their where the money goes, the things they're doing, and their plans for the future. It's really a it's a good event, sold out. But we're heading over there today with our staff. Because it's good to hear what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, do you know what's happening Sunday, October 26th? The Harvest Bazaar.
Ooh, oh, my gosh.
It's going to be Sunday.
Okay.
It goes from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's antiques and collectibles, linens, jewelry, assorted bacon goodies, plant sale, and drawings for quilt and great baskets.
Sunday. So, is that Sunday?
That's this Sunday. Now, this is something
that... The 26th? That, unusual that it would be a church day.
Saturday, October
26th. Thank you.
Sorry, you're right. Saturday, October 26th.
Okay,
and you are usually there with Lori Goyne.
We sit out. We love it. We bring coffee. We bring little.
You get there,
blank,
on,
little,
you get there early.
We get there early,
so
and
you're
that's our
first
time.
First in line.
We sit down on the bench there, and we have our coffee, and it's cold, and we bring a little lap blanket. And anyway, we've got to take a break. We've got people advertising on our station. We love it. Yay. We're going to take a break.
Episcopal Church, All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Leave me alone. I never said you had to offer me a second time. I never said I was a victim.
I'm Erin Reznor. I'm running for the 2-year Redding City Council seat. Redding isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Redding. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Redding that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Redding we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Redding, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Redding. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf, gray heavy, and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back.
I was thinking of that Billy. I was singing Billy Joel this morning in my head. You may be right. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm glad to hear that. What a gem.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Voted best in the North State, 2023, 2024, and let's go for 2025. What do you think?
Yes.
Locally owned, locally operated, been around here for like about 30 years. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a stone cutter, a watch repairman, and Rebecca and Henry, who are just really, really cool people. Super selection of jewelry, very fair prices. This is where we go to buy jewelry. Is it Four Winds Jewelry? Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Absolutely. Now, I have a question for you. And we've talked about this, but you and I are running so fast. Let's talk about it on the air. And I'm sure everybody can relate. Are we going to vote early? Ever since we've known each other, we go in the day of.
And we vote.
And we vote.
But it's different now. Now we just hand in our ballot.
So there is a drop box.
Yeah, it's not quite the same thing.
No.
However, that's what I want to do. Now, I know, I mean, they are setting records across the country voting early. Our daughter and son went in to in Albuquerque or up in the Mesa up there to vote, and they had to stand in line to vote, to drop off their stuff. Or maybe to vote because theirs may be different than ours. Their state actually doesn't have all the weird things that we do in California about voting. I want to talk about something.
Okay.
Vice President Harris, when you can understand her, is pushing for a strong middle class. And yet at the same time, she's also pushing that by 2032, that you can only buy electric vehicles. And that while she said she does not support imposing mandates, her administration is putting out mandates. The part is that electric vehicles, they're requiring up to 2/3 of new car sales to be electric by 2032. Now, see, here's something where the government, again, is forcing upon you a lack of choice. And it says light-duty vehicle manufacturers, independent commercial importers, alternative fuel converters, and manufacturers and converters of medium-duty vehicles. Medium-duty. I'm not sure. Is that SUVs or is that light trucks? How about the F-150s, the Ram 1500s, and all those? Are those considered, you know, the mid-level things there? But here's the bottom line. People aren't buying them. People don't want to buy them. And it's being foisted upon us as something that we have to do that changes your lifestyle. We are fortunate enough that if we were forced to get one, we could plug it into the house. We'd have to add, you know, a converter in there, mm-hmm. But what if you live in an apartment? Where are you going to plug it in then? There's not enough chargers out on the roads. And the fact is, they don't haul anything. An F-150 electric truck can't haul a horse trailer. And so when you get into this, again, it's the Democrats here that are taking away your choice. I mean, look what they're doing here in California. Not only that, but after 5 years, you have to replace the batteries. And that could be a $20,000 event after 5 years. Now, I've had my truck for 18 years, 17 years.
Yes, you have.
It's 18 years old, but I've had it for 17 years. I haven't put $20,000. You know, I would have had, if it was an electric truck, would have had to replace the battery if it's every 5 years. What, three times? $60,000? Are you kidding me? And this is supposed to help the middle class, of which we are proud, you know, proud members of?
Let me ask you something.
We're probably in the upper levels of middle class. But it still would be such a burden to do these things. And yet, Harris is pushing in the administration, the Biden administration, that she now is a part of course, to make people do this. I don't like it. I don't like being forced. I don't like being forced to do a lot of things.
Right.
If they make sense
like
to me.
Like you have to take a shot.
Yeah.
Like a mandated COVID shot.
Oh, you have to take a shot. You have to close your business. And now we discover what a huge, wait a minute, huge, I've got four more huges, huge travesty mistake that was. And what it did to our kids and our economy and people and drug abuse.
Inoculate your kids, and not only that, us, if we wanted to go to any hospital, any trip, anything that we needed to do, we had to show our card. We wanted to go to the theater, you had to show your card.
You had to be a mask. You know, the whole thing was, it was almost, I mean, it was total fascism under Biden and Harris. So now they're telling us we have to buy, or two-thirds of them, of all vehicles. And in the state of California, says we're not going to sell any internal combustion engines after a certain date. Well, how can you do that? The only thing I would do then is, if you make up that rule, is go across the state lines into Oregon or Nevada and buy it. Now, then the state could say this. Well, fine, but we just won't register your vehicle. Okay, so then if I can't register my vehicle, I can't drive my vehicle. So what's that going to do? So then there's another reason to move out of this state.
Okay.
If it comes down to that. But the thing is, let the market decide. If people want to buy an EV, they'll buy them, and they'll keep buying them, and all of a sudden there'll be 70% of the people buying EVs. Well, that's not happening right now. It's not going to, and they're talking about it in what, 7 years?
Okay, I want to just quickly insert
eight
something.
Eight years from now, two-thirds of all vehicles. Okay.
All right. Do you think, because, you know, of course, in the splashing of headlines, do you think that there are still people, and this is for not just you, Carl, this is for you that are listening, that are you undecided still who you're going to vote for? Because they keep saying that there are major, there's the percentage, you know, in all the polls, still undecided voters. Do you think that undecided voters just aren't telling you who they're going to vote for?
I think that...
Because of the peer pressure? I'm asking that.
No, I think that's it. I think it's like...
They're not going to tell you.
It's that they don't want to say they want to vote for either Trump or Harris. They just don't. But I can't help but think that most people, the vast majority of the people, probably pretty much know who they're going to vote for at this point. And many are voting right now. The other thing is... Here's the other thing.
Over 15 million people have already voted. according to...
Yeah. No, it's a huge thing. Yeah. And you know why? It's because the Republicans have embraced it. They said, no, vote early. Vote early. Get your votes in there. The other thing, too, is 60 Minutes did this interview with Vice President Kamala Harris. And they edited her answers. And when they went on their teaser, they showed her stumbling over what she would do with Israel. I mean, just a word salad. And then during the show, it was very succinct, made sense because they had selectively edited it. So people, the pressure is that tells, you know, 60 Minutes refuses to release the whole interview, a transcript of the interview. Because why? Well, they're clearly in the pocket of the Democrats. Clearly in the pocket of the Democrats. Why don't you just release it and let people let us decide instead of you trying to control what we're hearing and seeing and then thinking because you're hiding things. You know, frankly, 60 Minutes, who I lost respect for many years ago for some of the things they were doing, has just, you know, this has thoroughly put them in the side of not being a news company, but an influencer, just like the naked girl on TikTok. There's no difference. All right, this portion of the show...
I don't know who you're talking about, but okay.
Well, I need to drive, but you see them and go, whoa, this girl makes $1.5 million because she walks around on TikTok in a thong.
Oh.
That's it. That's it. Mm. I mean, excuse me, $1.5 million a year from walking, or how about feet?
Oh, yeah. All right.
To me, CBS and 60 Minutes put themselves thoroughly on the sides of being a TikTok influencer when they did this. Why don't you just show the interviewer's feet and then kind of chat about anything, in my opinion. Humble opinion. Yeah, let's take a quick break. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be with Nation's Finest.
Alone again, naturally. Think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay. Looking forward to what wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around. And without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist, why did He?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and own 3 successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning and welcome back to this Tuesday edition. Yeah, usually I'm not in on a Tuesday morning, but I wanted to be here for our special guest we have this morning, which is coming up here right now. But first of all, let's do a shout out to somebody who's bringing us this portion of the show, and that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Now, you know, he usually comes in with his beautiful bride, Jill, and they talk about
the second Friday of each
right,
month.
And they have an hour, and they talk literally what's changing in law.
Worker compensation.
That's right. And so he's always informative.
Yeah, and if you're not getting help because of a work injury, you need to talk to Patrick. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. A lot of times this just takes, in many instances, this just takes time. And he'll tell you, yeah, well, things are going the way they are. It's just taking time. However, there may be cases where you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate in your insurance plan, in employer's insurance plan. Well, then Patrick can get in there and make sure that things work the way they're supposed to. Good guy. Veteran, former law enforcement, put himself through law school, and now he has built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento because he does such a great job. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. And we're here with Karen Kempley, who is the outreach specialist at Nation's Finest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
Good morning. Hey, and along with her is Frank Rose.
Oh, of course.
Korean War veteran. Hey. Yeah, good to have you here. And, of course, we have such a soft place in our hearts for veterans. My father was a Korean War veteran as well. And anything that we can do to help them. So please share with our listeners a little bit about Nation's Finest. And what your company that you represent is here to talk about today.
So Nation's Finest has been in business for over 50 years, and we are in California, Arizona, Nevada. We have 15 locations. Our goal is to help military veterans, if they are homeless, get into permanent housing, or help them if they are falling behind. Our goal is to make military veterans more at peace and have some stability of a normalcy of life. They've served for our country. It's the least thing we can do. We are a nonprofit. We are on an SSVF grant, a supportive service grant, and we serve our area all the way to Yreka, to Weaverville, to Corning, to Susanville. But we do work in those outlying areas and just are out there in the community trying to pound the pavement, trying to get these homeless veterans into housing, get them off the streets. And we have a lot of opportunities within our company that there's help out there to let these military veterans know that.
And so what, for our listeners, when you say if a veteran does not qualify for a HUD-VASH voucher, what is that?
So HUD-VASH is our vouchers within the city and the community that are available for housing. So it's like a stipend pretty much to cover the rent. So those are available. They are allowed so many city and county vouchers, and then they apply for that. We actually have three HUD-VASH VA case managers at our location that are able to help them. So it's pretty much a one-stop shop. They're able to get them signed up for a voucher for housing, which will help them become more stabilized. You know, everybody's on a fixed income now, and the rates are going through the roof, you know, utilities and just economy itself. It's costing everybody so much money right now.
Absolutely. I think somebody's got some sound up on it. I think it's you, Frank. You got your phone on.
You got your earphones on, Frank. You got to turn that down.
Yeah.
Frank listens to our show. Yes, it's your phone.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, we're getting a 7-second delay, which totally confuses me.
So you, according to this, your health and mental care partnership, you can help finding doctors, which is really a big thing that I'm hearing across the board right now in Reading. And our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be having two specific doctors on because we're, of course, it's Think Pink Month, and we're going to be talking to a couple oncologists.
Nice.
Which, you know, you and I would appreciate very much.
Absolutely.
But so you can help find doctors because we are in a shortage.
Absolutely. Yes. And they're struggling on getting care. For our veterans itself, getting them over to the clinic, some of them don't think that they've ever qualified for VA medical care. So trying to find them the correct doctor. We also have a healthcare navigator that helps them find specialist doctors. We also have this other program, CalAIM. They do not have to be military veterans for that. That is for anyone with partnership that are low income. They're able to qualify for that program. It's income based. And then we have three case managers at our location, and they are now also paying security deposit and first month's rent, which is a huge thing within low income throughout, you know, the community.
So we're here with Karen Kempley with Nation's Finest, the Guiding Veterans Home.
What it used to be was Veterans Resource
right.
Center.
And so go ahead.
And one of the things that y'all did was, do y'all still have not halfway houses, but transition house?
Yes, we have a sober living house right on Park Marina.
Right. And that, I remember, I've been there a couple of times to visit.
Absolutely.
I have to live there.
I think when it first opened, yeah.
And then when y'all put the backyard in with the covered patio and all this. How's that going? Is that still going strong?
Yep, it's going great. We actually, right now we are full, probably first time in a while full. So we have 10 men living there right now. It's going amazing. We have some enrolled in school. We also have Department of Rehabilitation trying to help them get back on their feet to find out if they're able to get back to work. Giving them reconnected with their family is a huge thing with us. That is one of our main goals, is to get them stabilized, clean, and back involved within the community and, you know, their family.
Well, you know, the thing I saw was, and this was working. One, it was a working program. Yep. Men would come in there, and we're saying men because that's the way it's set up. It's,
absolutely.
That's the only way. They'd get the counseling they needed, they'd get training and different skills, all these kind of things, kind of bring them back into society. What Nation's Finest is doing now is with their network, being able to find homes and apartments and places to live for veterans and veterans that need this help. And when I asked you, well, what about my 93-year-old Korean War veteran father-in-law? And what you said was, of course, you know, he and his wife need help finding a place, that you all have got your network out there that could help them find a place.
And also looking. So we're going to talk about that when we come back, some of the needs.
Yes.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Okay, this is after I went on for 10 minutes about electric vehicles. But if you are thinking, you know, for some people, an electric vehicle is a great idea. You live in town. And you've decided that, hey, you know, I want an EV, and you drive it around town. I mean, it's a great idea. But here's the thing. If you want it, hoorah, hoorah for you. And if you do, if you're looking for an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back with Nation's Finest.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long anytime she goes away.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for state assembly, and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Erin Reznor. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small-town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, I guess it's Billy Joel morning. Good morning, everybody. KTNR 96.5.
Well, you know, Ben has learned not to turn the mics on right away because he knows sometimes we're talking about things. So, Ben, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, because you don't want to say
sure
any bad words.
And make sure you turn it off as soon as we go, we're going to take a break right now. Boom,
yeah,
gone.
Because you don't want to just, we've had a few
I might be describing something.
All right, 96.5 FM, if you're just tuning in, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 53 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about a 75 degree day. It's going to be beautiful outside. Clear skies, mostly sunny and beautiful clear skies tonight. I was up at 5 o'clock walking the dog, and you could still see the Little Dipper. It was beautiful. So, if you get up in the morning, be active. It's a beautiful time that if you don't stay up late, you can still see the stars in the morning.
Excuse me. We're here with Nation's Finest.
Well, we're getting in there.
I'm surprised you aren't talking about flooding in Paris.
Almost.
We're here with Nation's Finest and Karen Kempley. And we're talking about that they find housing. And plus, there's much more to
it
than just find housing for veterans.
Absolutely.
And some of the other things that you all do.
But we wanted to ask a little bit about yourself and how you got involved. Share with us Karen Kempley's story.
So I grew up at Cottonwood my whole life, been around. My father is a Vietnam veteran. He 3 Purple Hearts and a Silver Star. He is a individual business owner out of Paradise and stayed back for the fire, saved the fire. Very inspiring as a military child, just the push. They have no desire. They don't give up. You know, they're pushing on no matter what it is. If whatever wall they're up against, they're going to go over it no matter what. So that's just what has been instilled in me in my whole life. Just keep pushing on. And when this job was available, I was like, that's for me. Military veterans need some help. I'm going to do whatever
Fantastic.
I can to start pounding the pavement to help them.
When you walked in, and since you've been across the table from us this morning, I thought, you're very I feel your dedication. Mm-hmm. I feel your passion. It's not just a job for you.
Right. Yeah. I bleed it. The more help that I can give a military veteran, it's the least thing we can do. As we say in our company, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. Tell your other military veterans that there's help out there for them. They're struggling. They don't realize that they can get a disability rate increased, or they don't know that they have an other than honorable discharge that can be overturned to where they can start getting a disability rate increased or VA medical. There's a lot of obstacles anymore. They're not educated, and it's just getting out and pounding the pavement and talking to people to educate them that there's help out there. Tell people there's help.
Well, my father, who's a Korean War veteran, they are in Sacramento, and I've been trying to get him to move up here, and they're Kaiser.
Uh-huh.
And we keep saying, we have a fabulous VA up here. But my mom, you know, is worried, like, what about our doctor system up here? But from what the information that you're sharing here is that you're on the lookout for, like, say, if my father, for instance, I know there are a lot of people that would love to have their family, move their family up here at a time right now. My dad's 93, my mom's 91. I want them with us.
Absolutely.
And they still can drive, and they still, you know, they're not incapable. And so Carl's trying to get them. He's going through a series of what it is to get my dad in the VA. And then you're saying that you also can help the spouses find doctors.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a health care navigator that if they have any medical issues coming up, she will specialize, like if they have to go to cancer treatments or she's able to set appointments up and make sure they're getting transportation, or if they don't need the transportation, just a daily talk, if they just need to talk about what they're having problems with or what assistance they need help with. In that case also, not only spouses or the veteran themselves, there's assistance, there's counseling, there's a lot to talk about with them while they're going through it, and just having guidance, just the reassurance that they're going to make it through the day, that, you know what, we're going to be with you throughout this whole, you
procedure
know,
or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, experience.
Yep.
So your father stayed behind, and you said he had antique cars. Is his business automotive?
Yes, it's a Quick Lube. It's Lions Express Lube and Oil in Paradise, right across from the police department on Almond Street. And avid car, grew up in Detroit, Michigan. His parents had a printing company there, and always worked on cars. That's been his passion. And over the time, he's collected these cars, and in the military, you know, he worked on them and saved them. So when he got out, there were still some there. So his house in Magalia had about 10 or 15 cars that did not make it through the fire. And
they, none of his neighbors said things like, gosh, he's got 15 cars in his front yard.
Yeah,
but then it's Magalia, and they go, oh, that's not that many.
Yeah. No, a lot of them were in garages.
Yeah.
But
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Don't tell him.
But he still has a lot, and he's just getting to the age that he's just not able to work on them like he used to.
Mm-hmm.
His passion is still there. So I want to carry on the legacy.
I think it's great.
So, yeah, so my husband and I are stepping
I've
up.
I've got a... Is it all cars or just antiques?
And mostly antiques. Anywhere from, he got into the panel woodies. He did have some Mustang fastbacks. He had a couple street rods.
Does he come down to the Reading?
Yeah, commercial
nights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yep. You know, has Nomad.
I have an antique F-150.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a 2006. It's antique, though.
I mean,
it's 2006. Would you like to, you know, if you want to take a look at it and bring it up there?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Nation's Finest, let's get back into...
How do people help you all?
Yeah.
So they are able to do donations. We really try to either do fundraisers, donations. We always do a golf tournament every year to help our Park Marina House. So
is that coming up?
The golf tournament will not be until this next year.
Okay.
And that will be probably around May, June.
Okay.
Mike Dahl is huge contributor of that sponsors that house. So that house is sponsored by a scholarship. So if these men that are in the house do not have a job, that scholarship covers for their rent for the month.
Okay.
Which is amazing.
So are you all on Giving Tuesday and all that kind of stuff?
Yep. So what we do is we try to do fundraisers. We also, big in the community, when I do tell people, they say, we want the funding to stay local. If you want the funding to stay local and go to Shasta County, or you want to go within this vicinity, they need to designate that as Nation's Finest Reading. Because then we're able to let them know, hey, that funding is to be able to be local. We're able to spend more, the more that we have at our local foot.
Yeah, well, that's what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Everybody would like to keep it local.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a fundraiser coming up here in the next something coming
we
up?
We do not. We are going to have a coat drive.
Okay.
November, December. And so we will be putting that out there. It was a huge success last year. because going through these winter months, a lot of homeless veterans are struggling trying to stay warm.
Did you take that bag of stuff I had with the coats and everything? Is that already made it down to the...
Wherever you
were going to take
it. Okay, I have it in my car. Where do you want me to put that? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Say it one more time.
Yes.
Nation's Finest. I want to put it Nation's Finest because there's some coats in there.
Absolutely.
And stuff that are in good shape.
Awesome.
And that might help somebody.
Yeah, we have veterans coming in all the time struggling, and, I mean, we will go through our own personal closets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if this is, you know, when you're going through, it's Christmas time, oh, we're going to get some new coats and all that kind of stuff. This would be a great way to donate it to veterans. It's going to go right to veterans,
Absolutely.
Local veterans there. So, hey, Karen Kempley, thank you so much. And Frank, thanks for setting this up.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Quite
yeah.
welcome.
Okay.
And there's a reason why they're called Nation's Finest, because what they were before, they spread out and got a larger community events all over. And that's why they're called Nation's Finest.
Thank
okay.
you.
We have to run. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking breast cancer awareness. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tropical storm Oscar is chugging toward the Bahamas, making landfall in Cuba as a Category 1 hurricane, leaving at least six people dead there. National Hurricane Center specialist Philippe Papin.
Right now it's located basically very near the central and southeastern Bahamas right now, and has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. And it's moving off to the north-northeast at about 12 miles per hour. So it's moving through the Bahamas right now, but later this afternoon, it'll already be past their latitude and longitude and moving out into the open waters of the northwestern Atlantic.
Former President Donald Trump was visiting Asheville, North Carolina yesterday to talk about the hurricane recovery there. He was also asked by a reporter about the job the Democratic governor is doing in that state.
I'm not hearing the good things about the governor here like I'm hearing about the governor in Georgia, as an example. I'm hearing the governor in Georgia has done a very good job, and I don't really know the governor here, but I'm not hearing that he's done a very good job.
Continuing an October trend, former President Trump has widened his lead over Vice President Harris in the latest Rasmussen Report's daily tracking poll. The survey says Trump enjoys a three-point lead, 50-47%, and leads Harris among Hispanic voters. Kamala Harris may be missing out on some likely Democrat votes in Bibb County, Georgia, with more than 47,000 people eligible to vote, but who don't bother. Mother's Nest founder Sabrina Friday says many of the mothers at her shelter just don't have the inclination to vote.
They don't want to do it because they feel left out. They feel like nobody cares.
The International Monetary Fund has upgraded its economic outlook for the U.S. this year, while lowering expectations for growth in Europe and China. The IMF says it expects the U.S. economy, still the world's largest, to expand by a rate of 2.8% this year, down slightly from 2023. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Socialists who want to move into the White House have a lot of plans for your money. One of them is to control the price of food, and this is just the start. Could 401ks and IRAs be next on their agenda? It might sound far-fetched, but so did price fixing just months ago. Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here. If you've spent decades building your nest egg, you can act now to stop your savings from falling into the hands of the socialists. It's why Americans are turning to gold, the ultimate safe haven in uncertain times. To see how easy it is to diversify your retirement with gold, get a free info kit from my friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold makes it easy to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold while preserving your tax advantage status. Don't wait any longer. Protect your financial future now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust.
The Social Security Administration will be sending out supplemental security income checks early for November to meet the requirement they be delivered by the first day of the month.
The program gives payments to those living with debilitating disabilities that may affect their income. This requirement for recipients to get their checks by the first of the month means that when the first day of the month falls on a weekend or holiday, the Social Security Administration issues SSI checks the business day prior. For the remainder of 2024, this will happen for the payment scheduled for December. It will also happen multiple times in 2025.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
Americans hoping to leave an inheritance to their children could face a major challenge if Kamala Harris is elected. She says she'll lower the estate tax exemption threshold to $5 million. That's hard on those families who own businesses, ranches, or farms. Such assets may need to be sold off just so those who inherit them can have the money to pay the IRS so-called death taxes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. One Arizona official who delayed a 2022 election certification has pleaded guilty.
Cochise County Supervisor Peggy Judd has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor failing to perform her duty as an election officer. Judd is one of two rural Arizona county supervisors who faced criminal charges for refusing to certify the 2022 midterm results by state deadline. I'm Norman Hall.
If your mail carrier has a smile on their face, it may be because they're about to enjoy the benefits of a generous new contract.
The deal includes backdated pay raises and the promise that their mail trucks will be updated with air conditioning. Letter carriers who work in cities will see three annual pay raises by 2025 and cost of living adjustments. Rural workers are covered by a different union. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Slow going on Wall Street. The Dow right now down about 120 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. All that in the background is three women talking about, I'm not sure what. Hey, today, the 22nd of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And let me see, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben. Doing a great job.
Good morning.
What's National Day today?
Is Buford close by?
Buford is close by.
It is National Make a Dog's Day.
Make a Dog's Day.
Well, we understand that one. I just had to put, you know, Buford away because our next guest, I think she must, she's got a beautiful dog as well. And, you know, Buford sometimes just wants to smell the world. And, you know, we're in the middle of doing a radio show here.
I was walking around today and Buford was following me around going, just took a shower, did you? You know, lick my leg. And I'm like, what are you doing? Weird dog. Anyway.
We're going to do a quick update on the weather. It's currently 53 degrees. We're going to have beautiful skies, a beautiful day today at 75 degrees. Our overnight lows are 51. As we progress through the week, we're in the 70s all week. Maybe 80 on Friday. It's going to be a beautiful week. No rain. It's nice to not have a red flag alert. So we can be looking forward to another beautiful week to be outside. And always the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, 365-3793. Veteran-owned company, please give them a call and let them...
Did you say discounts for seniors?
Absolutely,
okay.
I did.
Good people, the Kinney family. Breast Cancer Awareness
Breast
Month.
Cancer.
I'm going to kind of like pull back and let you all discuss this, but with this is Dr. Pamela DeNuca.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oncologist from PACE.
PACE Cancer Center.
PACE Cancer
and
Center.
Dr. Lauren Strickland.
Good morning.
As it says,
good
on,
morning.
Her, it says on her, from, on her smocker, breast surgeon from
Valor Oncology.
Valor
and
Oncology.
I'm getting one. It says Carl Bott. Breast aficionado. Should I? Lindy just looked at me.
No, so your breast.
I'm in trouble, right?
No, somebody was saying that. No, not at all. But somebody was saying that the other day. We attended an event on Friday night. Remember?
Yep.
It was for
Shield.
For Shield.
Yeah.
And she had talked about the fact that she showed pictures, of the fact that she had, gone through breast cancer, and she said it all night. Know your breasts. And it was.
Oh yeah, the lady that's the executive director of Shield.
Yes.
And she is, and she says, anytime I get people in a microphone, I talk about breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
And then she said, it had happened to me, and there were, you know, photos of her from, what, I don't know, 15 years ago or something like that.
Of course, this is a fundraiser for training for first responders.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what really that didn't have anything to do with it, no. but it kind of fit in.
She used it as a platform, which is really appropriate because, of course, mm-hmm. this whole month is, October is based on that. So, I think let's start with you, Lauren, because I know I think you might be a limited time today. I don't know, but I'm so happy that you're finally here.
Thank you.
Where we're together.
Yeah.
So
I've been here with Carl before.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I wanted to come in. I usually don't come in on Tuesdays. I was like, knowing that both of you were here, I wanted to be here for the information we're about ready to share with our listeners. So it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Lauren, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go into statistics, or do you want to say what you're seeing? Is something trending? What do we need to say, not just for women, but for men in general?
I think the biggest thing I'm seeing here in Reading is there's a lot more advanced cancers than I'm used to seeing, just more palpable masses or positive lymph nodes with the diagnosis, you know, upon arrival.
So would that say then that maybe people did not do early detection?
Yeah, I would say that because it's palpable. It still could be early palpable, but just how large is the mass in the breast? And I don't know if it's just, you know, a lag from the pandemic and maybe people weren't getting their imaging and just kind of said, oh, you know, I'll get it again. I'll wait, you know, another year or so. But we're definitely seeing more advanced cancers.
So here this morning we have two oncologists, and so my question would be, are you basically...
Oh, do you have an oncologist? Are you... No. No.
Okay.
Dr. Danuka is an oncologist, and Dr. Strickland is a surgeon, and...
Okay, so share with us...
Differences.
Okay, so share with me, correct me, because I'm mistaken. So what is it exactly that you two of you work together in these kinds of...
Yes.
Yes.
So... There are only three things. I simplified for my patients. There are only three things we can do to a cancer. We can, otherwise cancer is immortal.
Immortal.
Yes. So one thing we can do is physically remove the cancer. For the breast, that's Lauren. She's the surgeon who removes the cancer, does the surgery.
Okay.
Second thing we can do is radiate, kill with the high energy beam radiation. And that's the radiation oncologist. And third thing we can do is chemicals, chemotherapy, which can affect the cancer, and that's the part I take place.
So I'm a medical oncologist.
Okay. Now, with that, sometimes it's all three.
We mm-hmm. end up using all three modalities for most of our patients.
Okay.
It only matter, the difference is how we are going to use it. So, and staging of any particular cancer decides that. If it is, in general, if it is an early stage cancer, we try to do surgery more and maybe not radiation. If it is advanced stage cancer, the chances of surgically removing and curing the patient reduce. And in that situation, we tend to employ more chemotherapy. And if it is in stage 3, most of the cancers, that's how we classify, then we may end up using chemotherapy to shrink and go back to surgery sometimes. So it all depends. What's the plan depends eventually on the staging of the cancer.
Okay, there we go. So as we're talking about it, and I think about in the last 5 years, I probably have on two hands girlfriends that have found that they had cancer. One went through radiation and chemo, but mm-hmm. no breast removal.
Mm-hmm.
One went through radiation and then has to take the pill, what's the name of that pill? There's a pill that you take every month after.
It's daily.
Daily.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, what happens is hormonal therapy, which is part of what we call chemotherapy, which is used as a preventive measure, preventing the cancer from coming back in most of our estrogen-positive cancers for breast cancer.
Okay, estrogen-positive. Okay. So then you detect all and you operate, I mean, you do the infusions and the chemo and the do you do radiation or do you send that to somebody else?
No, I don't do radiation. I send them to Valor.
Okay, so Valor does radiation and then you're the surgeon.
Yes, so you and Carl are both correct. I am a breast oncology surgeon.
Okay.
So I'm a breast surgeon and I do oncology, which is cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you're both correct.
Got it. All right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of times it's terms. And I mean, I knew that you were the, you know, the pro from Dover that they bring in. And I knew that, Prama was the pro from Dover in, you know, on the chemical. Well, now I know it was in the chemical. We got to take a break here.
We're going to do an early break so we come back.
No, it's a regular break. But one of the questions I want to address from both of y'all is cancer rates in Shasta County, not just breast, but cancer rates in Shasta County. I've heard things. And I'd like to hear from the two experts on this. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. One division is insurance, one is financial management. And with everything that's going on, elections, the craziness in the economy, you know, you got one side telling you it's the greatest economy ever. You got the other side saying, well, it's probably my side that's saying, why am I paying 140% more for eggs? That kind of thing. But does your 501 or your 401 and how about your retirement plans? Do you need somebody else to take a look at them? Well, Judy Maxwell and her people will give you a free review and evaluation. Take a look at it. If it looks good, they'll tell you that. Maybe they can tweak it some way. And the bottom line is to help you. Help you make it through your retirement. Make sure you have the right insurance plans. Make sure your home and business is insured. Give them a call, 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Dr. Lauren Strickland and Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. I am just kind of like the fly on the wall here today between the three, you three ladies. We'll be right back.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and own 3 successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Thank you, Ben. Good morning and welcome back here on KCNR. We are really in very blessed to have two spectacular doctors with us, Dr. Lauren Strickland and Dr. Pramila Danuka. Good morning and welcome back to this segment.
Good morning.
And we were looking at a chart that, you guys read these charts. You have to have math. You got to know math. And so we were looking at Shasta County. And we were looking at specific numbers, and we were talking about high rates. Could you share with us what that means? One of you. Let's go. You go, Lauren, Dr. Strickland.
Well, we looked at the chart for Shasta County. It says 40 persons per 100,000 people would be diagnosed with breast cancer for Shasta County. And Trinity County was 53 persons per 100 county, which is a little bit higher.
Trinity.
Okay. For breast cancer. Mm-hmm.
I understand that the northern region has higher evidences of cancer than, say, central or southern California. Is that true?
Well, we looked at San Francisco, and that was 42.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, well, I mean, there's a lot of variables in that. Yeah.
It's not a big
mm-hmm.
difference.
No.
You consider there's more medical... more medical assistance available in the Bay Area than there would be up in Trinity County.
Yeah, but we're talking about the incidence of people getting breast cancer. So that could be many factors like,
Right. It doesn't make any difference.
Lifestyle or carcinogens, environmental.
Yes. Okay.
Now, this is from a state cancer profile, National Cancer Institute, and it does say this is for all genders and races, as well as this is a late stage. One of the things in there is that late stage regional and distant. So this was from 2000. Let me see if I can find that again. I think it was from it went up to 2021. So it's not really up to date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and 2021 would be, taking into account the years when we had almost like breakdown in our healthcare system during the pandemic. We had to close, and people were afraid to go to the doctors. So there was a lot going on at that time. So I think that that's an anomaly rather than a routine for our area. We probably are better off looking at before or after. It's normalized now. People are accessing healthcare much more, right, Lauren?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So I think we could safely.
Well, we had somebody on talking about saying, "Oh well, the cancer rate in the northern counties are a lot higher than it is in the rest of California." But I'm seeing this as that may not be exactly true. Or are we just talking breast cancer?
Just breast cancer.
Oh, okay. Breast
if
cancer.
You look at that, it's not that different. And again, there are many confounding variables that can affect these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that would increase the incidences in the rural counties versus there were things that would increase it in the urban counties. But eventually, the numbers lay around same range. I think so, but factors may be different.
You know, I've learned from you and Lauren and other medical professionals have come through here. There's three types of cancer, if caught early, you can cure: breast cancer, colon cancer, I think cervical.
That's right.
Right. If they're caught early. And yet we are not catching it, obviously, early enough, or people aren't. What do you suggest to women out there, and some men, I guess?
Mm-hmm. I recommend that, like we say, it's so cliche, mm-hmm. early detection saves lives. But getting those mammograms annually on time every year is important, because if we catch it on the mammogram and it's not something that one can feel in their breast, we're catching it early. Or sometimes we're catching it when they're just cells inside milk ducts that haven't even formed a mass yet. That's stage zero. So, you know, if we can continue to do our screening and stay on top of it and educate people, I think that can help make a difference as far as early detection and prevention.
What do you say with somebody who has dense breasts and they get lumpy a certain time of the month? For those who are still menstruating, they get lumpy. And or they just get lumpy breasts, coffee, whatever. What do you say about those people that are like, oh, my gosh, they're a little bit lumpier than usual?
Usually, if you have a family history and if you have a lumpy breast, we recommend MRIs as a screening tool for those patients, because it's difficult with the standard mammograms to detect very small lesions.
Yeah. Okay, because I know I practice that I think twice a year we go in. I had a breast infection, but we didn't know for a long time if there was some cancer hiding behind it. So, I've been fortunate enough to have a really good, a doctor who will work with me on doing the, MRI, what's it called again?
A mammogram?
Not, besides the mammogram.
A 3D ultrasound?
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. And they have two or three different ways that they do the ultrasounds mm-hmm. there, which is great. And then, you know, right then, what the deal is.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a mammogram yearly, every other year, every 6 months? Does it depend on your history?
Mm-hmm. Yearly, unless they see something that needs attention in 6 months, they'll bring you back in 6 months to look at it again. But yearly, starting at the age of 40. Some women who have a strong family history at younger ages in the family may need to start in their 30s. And sometimes we add, like as Dr. Danuka mentioned, breast MRI for those dense breasts or for those high-risk patients who have a higher risk of developing breast cancer.
Okay. So it all comes down, everybody, is early detection. And if you get it caught early, your chances of living are up. Really good,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just ignoring something. Is it when you get out further in the rural areas? Does that have do they start having problems in getting their annual mammograms because there's not the facilities out there?
That could be an issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you're out in Hayfork,
access.
Yeah.
Access
mm-hmm.
to that, and then but One of the things I know that people pushed is better rural medical care, but that would be part of it, is screenings and all that, having
right.
having that to available to all those people up in Bieber and New Bieber and Hay Fork and all that.
Very true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're here with Dr. Lauren Strickland and Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. We're talking breast cancer awareness. We've talked about the rates, which I'm surprised, but because I've been hearing that Shasta County and the northern regions had a much higher cancer rate than the rest of the state, and maybe that's true if it's lung cancer. But breast cancer, we're just kind of right in the middle of everybody.
One thing I would like to add here is maybe what you're hearing is might be a mortality rate. Because even though the incidences are not that different, like we just looked for breast cancer, eventual availability of healthcare and patient being able to use it to improve their life may be different. Because in northern counties, rural counties, we don't have as much doctors available. Their access to reaching the care takes time and delays care. And that may affect the mortality for the patient. So it may be true what you're hearing, that there are more people dying from those cancers rather than incidences by itself.
Are there portable mammogram trailers?
There are. I think Partnership has one, but I'm not as familiar with those portable units.
Yeah, portable, you know, we go to the trailer. Let's get in there.
But if you think about it, and you go up, say you go up to the Bieber region or someplace that doesn't, you know, where people don't have to drive an hour and a half down there, because you always find reasons not to, and it's uncomfortable for women anyway. Well, we're bringing it to you, and we're going to be up here for a week.
Yeah, that's nice. We just have to make sure we have the radiologist to read the imaging.
Well, there is that. You know what? Here we go again. Trying to bring in more
services.
Medical services. That's why we're blessed to have you two here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Man's Last Stronghold. Can I say it? Cypress Square Barbershop. That's it. My barbershop. Lighty's Barbershop. Men's Last Stronghold.
Yeah, you can go in there. If you just realize that you're going to probably need, as soon as you walk in the door, you're going to need a shave and shave your legs and
you mean
smell
a
lot of testosterone.
Woman walks.
You can act
there.
Like it smell. The walls are just like thick with.
It's not that bad.
Stuff growing in the corners.
It's not a hair salon.
It's so fun to watch you guys.
You know what? You walk into Man's Last Stronghold, you ought to shave your legs.
Well.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They've been around since 1960. They've been in the same place since 1966. Right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if you remember that. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. If you want to make an appointment for a haircut, which is what I do, so I can just run down there, get a great haircut, and kind of walk on out, give them a call at 530-244-9478. Or sometimes, depending on what's going on during the day, I just kind of stay there and read Golf Magazine and Car and Driver and American Rifleman and all those things. I'd see what time it is, but this is I'm flourishing here.
Pontificating.
How can you step on somebody that's trying to flourish? Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say? We'll be right back.
Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken...
This is Ted Lighty, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Dhanuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Dhanuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Dhanuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
paid for by Dr. Danuka for Redding City Council 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for state assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Redding. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
I'm in a New York state of mind. Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. And yes, we're still arguing over Cypress Square Barbershop. I don't care. You want to come into Cypress Square Barbershop, you can do that. But going in there and saying that, you'd like a little trim around the edges, just doesn't. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. I just saw Matt Mosley at the Shield event. When you talk Mosley, I mean, he's a local guy. Grew up in the banking industry, and now he's the president of Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a local bank. It's a small bank that's won national recognition for being such a good bank. We're customers of Cornerstone, And it's, to me, it's always been like the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you go in. They don't give me a beer. And I've been working on them on that. And I've been trying to convince them about Taco Tuesdays, but so far I haven't gotten it.
But they do give you cookies and ice cream.
If it's National Ice Cream Week, you will get an ice cream.
Yeah, there's cookies. Because I went in yesterday and it said chocolate chip cookies. Uh-huh. I didn't have any, but I knew you would.
Okay.
And that's where you get your lollipops.
That's true. That is true. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and the newest branch down in Anderson. So, Cornerstone Community Bank. Good people. We're here with two other great people, Dr. Pramila Dinuka and Dr. Lauren Strickland, oncologist, surgical oncology. Pramila is the one that handles the chemical type of treatments for people with cancer, and Lauren is the one that provides surgery, as it says right on your smock, breast surgeon, which is kind of cool. I don't know if I've seen that before. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet it can do one or two things. It kills conversations or it really starts them.
Well, it's
like
fascinating
that.
When you have
but
a special.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
And we were talking about Dr. Grady with Northern California Breast Clinic, and I love the fact that you said at the break that you all collaborate. And this is an important thing because we don't need egos as we're saving lives.
Yes.
It takes a team, right? Especially, Lauren, you were saying that when you have a patient, you'll draw a triangle about it could be this one, but mostly it's probably going to be, or I don't know if you said that, I'm not putting word three in a triangle, three different aspects of what it is once you, what you have to do in order to conquer the cancer.
Absolutely, for treatment.
Mm-hmm. For treatment.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind, Dr. Dinuka, regarding some of the new treatments, because we think of radiation and we think you send your patients off to a radiologist or for radiation. Radiology would be something. What is a doctor called that does the radiation?
Radiation oncologist.
A radiation oncologist. Okay. So when we talk about the different aspects when you're doing the infusions, how do you get updated with some of the new treatments?
So always there are new research is going on, and we are always looking to get better ways and newer ways to take care of the cancer so we have minimum adverse effects for our patients. And all these years, we have been doing that, and the current statistics and reduced mortality for breast cancer that you have seen is a result of all of those. Even now, we are working on it. Breast cancer is our poster child for the success we have achieved in oncology. But newer treatment-wise, I like to divide them. We don't like to... chemotherapy has a bad name for a very long time, right? We have been using traditional, typical chemical chemotherapy for almost like 80 years right now.
Right.
You know, and more recently for breast cancer, the traditional chemotherapy is what has the bad name. People are afraid, get puking,
right.
Vomiting, diarrhea, hair loss, all right. Those kind of things scare people.
Right.
So we as oncologists have actually stopped using chemotherapy word for our newer treatments. We have target therapies, we have immunotherapies. These are more recent advances in our
in your practice.
We are using. So the immunotherapy is what I would say is most recent one.
Immunotherapies. Okay.
But in breast cancer, per se, we are not using them upfront unless the patient is already stage 4. So I know a lot of patients come to us, and everybody, because they hear it on the TV, radio, and they want to get immunotherapy right away. But there is a certain guidelines we have to follow as oncologists based from American Cancer Society. It's not like us. We are deciding to give, and we because eventually all these have to be paid for by the patient's insurances and those things, and there is data behind their use in that particular setting. So immunotherapies we use only in stage 4 setting in breast cancer. Usually, after first initial line of treatments. So chemotherapy still has a role, traditional chemotherapy still has a role, and still gives side effects to patients, which we are all worried. All these years, in last 40, 50 years, we have developed much better supportive therapies to help with nausea, to help with diarrhea, and those are actually helping patients a lot. Hair loss happens, but there is a cold therapy that people try, and some of them it helps. So there are various ways we are trying to mitigate the serious side effects from these chemotherapies. We are not perfectly there to tell our patients you will have no side effect. That's not how the world works right now, even right now. But they are doing better than what they were doing 50 years ago.
Immunotherapy is something you only use at stage 4.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because the insurance companies won't pay for it in stage 2?
Yeah, insurance companies approve these treatments based on the data that we have, the research data. So their value is there in stage 4, definitely. Newer treatments are tried, experimented only in stage 4 first, and then they make their way stage 3, stage 2.
Do you see that happening, that it's going to go to stage 3 and stage 2?
If they show benefit in stage 3, yes, it will go into that. If they show no additional benefit other than what we already have, then they won't go in that setting.
And immunotherapy is using your own body.
Why we get cancer is because we all have our own body's immune defenses. Let's take a step back, actually. What is a cancer?
Wait a second. Let us take a quick break.
Okay.
And then, because this is going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And we'll come back
with
what is a cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Okay. Thanks. 99 red balloons floating in the summer sky. Panic bears, it's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. The war machine.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope, because of leaders like the North States Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the COVID-19 pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom to bring accountability for criminals and cut our gas prices. That's why James is pushing for reforms like Prop 36 that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to cut inflation and taxes, which make our groceries, our energy, and our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Discover Mosaic Restaurant, where every experience is memorable and every meal is a masterpiece. Join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, and weekend brunch in our indoor dining room, bar, and outdoor patios. Enjoy Mosaic handcrafted cocktails, fine wines, craft beers, stone oven pizza, and locally sourced specials. Conveniently located next to the Sheraton Reading Hotel, just steps from Turtle Bay Museum, Sundial Bridge, and beautiful gardens. Turtle Bay members enjoy a 10% discount year-round. For menus and reservations, visit mosaicreading.com.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here.
Well,
in the
little lady.
Yeah, listen
well, you
up.
You sounded like just saying, welcome back.
Listen up and listen tight, little lady. 8:50 in the morning here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl and DeBont. Our guests are Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Dr. Lauren Strickland.
Thank you for being with us.
And we're it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and y'all are just
thank you
absolutely chock full
and
of
valuable.
Great information. When we left, I asked a question, and now I'm turning it over to you two. And you said, well, let's start about what is cancer.
Right.
So take it away, Dr. Dhanuka.
So for this question, we have to first understand what is a cancer. Cancer cell is abnormal cells of our own body. So they have all the markers, they have all the equipment that our normal intelligent cells in our body have. The problem with cancer cells is they want to go autonomous. They don't want to follow the rules of our body, and that's why we call them cancer, right? And they just reproduce, multiply to grow bigger into any size they want to. And I was mentioning that they are immortal because for that reason, like they bypass the checks. All our cells in our body have a death written at the end. So after a certain point, they will die, right? Cancer cells bypass that death sentence.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So, and this is always been my joke. I always tell, you know, our quest to immortality is going to come from cancer cells. because they have done it, right? We are seeing these cells. So the only way we can get rid of them are those three things, the triangle Lauren mentioned. Those are the only mechanisms we have to get rid of cancer cells. So when we find a cancer cell, we diagnose a cancer cell based on the pathology, the biopsy that we are done. Our next step, we know what it is. We know which organ it's starting. So that is very important for us to know because that helps us decide how we are going to take care of it, right? Staging is our next step. Staging helps us put them in those baskets I was talking about.
Yes.
So we put them in staging 1, 2, 3, 4. In general, this is a general classification. I'm not particularly saying about, but in general what happens is if the cancer is a very small size and it's still limited to the organ where it started, it's stage 1.
Okay.
If it's bigger size And it may vary from cancer to cancer, the centimeter numbers. But if it's bigger size and still limited to the organ where it started, it's 2. If it is gone into the lymph nodes, it's usually 3. If it's gone into any other organ other than where it started, so it started in breast but gone to any other part of the body, it's stage 4. So this is just a rough thing, so that helps us decide what we are going to do for these ones.
Mm-hmm. So target the treatment.
Yes. So then this is, once we know that this is where we are, then we plan treatment after that. So for stage 1, like I was saying, surgery would be best in that situation because it's very small and it's limited to the area, and that's where surgeons come in, take it out, and they shoot for cure. Right? Stage 2, even though it's a little bigger, they need to take a bigger chunk out, but it's still curable in certain cancers, and very, very rarely it will come back. So there is a good chance of cure when you are in stage 1 and stage 2. Stage 3 and stage 4, on the other hand, the cure is much reduced because the cancer cells have reached the lymph nodes. Once you reach the lymph node, the cancer cells have access to your blood supply. Once the cancer cell can go into the blood supply, they can go any part of your body, and the chances of cure and surety that we are much less sure that it will not come back. Stage 4, on the other hand, is when it's already, we know, we have a proof of its traveling from one organ to another organ. And there's no other way other than going through the blood in that situation. So in stage 3 and stage 4, we never say that we can 100% cure any patient, but our goals change. We try to prolong the life of the patient as far as we can with our current available treatments.
And so, Dr. Strickland, I think that you explained that very well, because I'm a visual person and I'm very rudimentary and like a block and a square. Dr. Strickland, when you open up in surgery, do the cancers or cancer have a certain look?
It does. Breast tissue is usually kind of a tan, yellow, fatty, fluffy type of texture. And a cancer is usually more of a kind of a white, firm texture to it. But I don't want to see it when I'm in there because I want to be around it. If I see it, then I'm cutting into it. I want to cut around it and pass that off to the pathologist to look under the microscope. So I usually tell my patients, think of a hard-boiled egg.
Okay.
If the egg yolks, the cancer, and the egg white is the clean breast tissue, that's what I want to take out. Put it in the container of formalin, and it goes to pathology so they can analyze it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what when you do a biopsy, is that the same? A biopsy is different than having the surgery, right?
Well, a needle biopsy would be done like by a radiologist, okay? A excisional or surgical biopsy would be someone like myself, because I'm opening the breast to do a biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
Or treatment-wise, it's called a lumpectomy surgery.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Excising it. But if you don't really know what it is, sometimes you have to do an excisional biopsy, take it out, examine it so you can find out what is this exactly.
Okay, so that's interesting, because, you know, at a certain point, you go to the experts. What are you going to do? You have to take your health and your body and go to the experts. We have about 4 minutes left, so let's drive home.
Yeah,
have another question, Carl.
Well, not question. Let's just final thoughts here for the ladies out there and men, some men, because men, guess what? You can get breast cancer, too. What do you want people to go away with here today, Dr. Danuka?
I want a message that all young women should be taking home, and all women are young, remember. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you are. You haven't aged. You haven't aged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. You know what? We all like to, yeah.
So the message I want them to take home is screening improves survival. We all need to go through screening as recommended for our bodies, and they improve our survival rate. Please don't ignore it. If you self-examination is another tool that you have that you can do it regularly yourself during showers or laying down in the bed yourself. And if and when you know there is something abnormal, please get to the healthcare professional to take you to the next step. It saves lives. Breast cancer, we want to make sure none of our women die from breast cancer. If we can reach that, that would be success.
That would be great.
That would be great.
And Dr. Strickland. Closing thoughts.
If you, to piggyback on Dr. Danuka, if you do feel a lump and you're concerned about it, get it checked out. I know it can be scary. I see patients come in and they sat on it for a very long time. But make that leap, because it doesn't mean it's the end. It means we got to take care of business and get it taken care of.
It can be the beginning, really, instead of the end.
Exactly.
And I would recommend Northern Valley Breast Clinic. You can go to breastpractice.com, which is just something I was looking around. And Dr. Ian Grady, this is where I went. And I just think that they take excellent care and do extended.
You want to prevent. You don't want to walk in and see Pramila and Dr. Strickland. I mean, really, you want to try and get it early. But then again, if you find it through him,
right?
These are the people you want to see.
Yeah. And I also wanted to mention briefly that at Valor Oncology, we have a radiation oncologist, Dr. Matthew Allen.
So we
work as a team.
Oh, excellent. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, good. So let's go to Valor Oncology, and we love all the doctors.
And Pace Cancer Center.
Yeah. All of us work together in our little community here, taking care of the cancer. Please approach us. Please get help. We will do whatever we can in our capacity to take care of.
Dr. Lauren Strickland, Dr. Pramila Danuka, thank you so much for being with us. And, I mean, I don't worry about it too much because I'm a male. But I worry about it because of Linda and to make sure that she's okay and to know that we have such experts here should make everybody feel good.
Carl, 1% of male members can have
a
breast cancer.
Yes. I mean, and like I said, I'm not too worried about it, but I've known somebody, a male, that had it. So thank you so much for being here. Now, tomorrow we're going to have an investigator from the DA's office in to talk about things in the DA's office. And also Josh Barker is joining us to talk about the Marine Corps ball that's coming.
November 10th.
Ladies, you know, you can take your office, have an office there. Tickets are very reasonable, and you get to see us all dressed up. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Thank you.